Joining us now, a U.S. Air Force veteran, Orlando Sanchez, also the founder of Texas Latino Conservatives. Orlando, welcome and thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being with us. This is interesting, and I'm not surprised a bit. Not many Democrats really want Biden to be around for 2024 as far as running again. In this new poll, let's talk about this. How many people actually kind of lean towards, we got to go some other direction?
Yeah, you know, it's not good. Monday, Mammoth released a poll showing 44% of Democrats and leaning Democrats, 44% don't want Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris to be the ticket in 2024. And February of 2023, only 36% of Democrats said they wanted to see him run. That was down from 50% that wanted him to run back in the midterm. So it's only going downhill for President Biden.
Yeah, and I see that, you know, the 44% are voters in the Democratic Party that basically said, no, we don't want that. But there's also an additional 30% that said they have no real preference. So to me, that's like, man, I want to go totally against him. I am a Democrat, so I don't know. I just need another Democrat. So that alarming number, that's like 75% of people tied to the Democratic Party or their voters are not happy with the direction of what's going on here, because let's just call it, we're in a disastrous situation. I want to talk to you, as you are the founder of Texas Latino Conservatives, about the whole initiative on the Biden administration in opening up our border. Your thoughts on why he's doing this. I believe he's thinking, the more we get in, the more votes I get, the more redistricting will happen around the country in representation. And they think, you know, every illegal person that comes across the border equals a vote. Not so fast. Hispanics are relatively conservative family members.
Well, that's right. And you see that trend in Texas. And of course, you saw it last presidential election in the state of Florida. As our poll here in Texas, we polled more than 1,200 registered Hispanic voters only, shows as they become economically upwardly mobile, they move out of the urban centers like Houston, Dallas, and Austin, and move into the suburbs, and they start voting like their neighbors. That means more conservative. Their values are now coming into play in presidential elections.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's happening at the border. As the czar, Kamala Harris, on immigration, and Alejandro Mayorkas says, the border's secure, everything's fine, we're just helping those that are coming across process better. That's complete lies. What would you do if you were in charge at our border?
Well, JT, we have to realize that, unfortunately, since 1980s, when Ronald Reagan signed the Amnesty Act, giving amnesty to millions, and by the way, 63% of Hispanics eligible to apply for U.S. citizenship under Ronald Reagan's Amnesty Act never did. They just secured their green card and stayed here. Mm-hmm. So it tells me that immigrants just want to work and not necessarily become, active in the political process.
Right.
But I tell you, there's an insatiable appetite in this country for cheap labor. That's what's driving it. And, Mr. Biden and his policies, they're the chief importers of cheap human labor. This is what's driving it.
Well, you know, I had a guy come to my house to do some work, and a Hispanic gentleman, and he comes and we're talking in the kitchen to get some things done. He's a contractor, and he's really good at what he does. And he says, hold on a minute, are you the guy on the radio? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I want to talk to you about something. I thought he was going to go, oh, geez, he doesn't like illegals coming across. He's going to let me have it. And he said, I really appreciate your stance on doing it the legal right way as far as people coming into this country and immigration. I had to come into this country. I studied. I became a citizen. I paid the money. I did what I had to do to get it done. And these people that are being allowed to come into this country illegally is just so offensive to me. And I'm completely against what's happening with this administration with these illegals coming in here. Hispanic people that come into this country, from what I'm seeing on the most part, don't like it either.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it diminishes their earning power, and they have done it the right way. Multi-generational Hispanic families may have come from Mexico, South America, Spain, whatever, but they are Americans. They're patriotic, and they believe it's disrespectful, and it's a detriment and quite frankly dangerous for this country. We had over 2.5 million illegal encounters last year on the Texas-Mexico border. 2.5 million. Those are the ones that were stopped. Imagine how many came through.
Oh, yeah. And terrorists and Chinese nationals. I know it's out of control. We're being invaded. This is not just some folks coming across to make a better life for themselves. This is a horrible situation we got going on. Well, Orlando, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your service with our Air Force, and also keep up the tough work with Texas Latino Conservatives. Orlando Sanchez, we will have you back.